Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So much hype around Halloween. So what happened last night? What happened? Did anything good go down? 1-800-330-9999. I only bought 4 bags of Costco candy. Usually I buy 6, guys. And I thought because it was a Monday, it was going to be slow. I had hundreds and hundreds of kids at my house. It started at 5 o'clock. At 8:30, I ran out. I became the house that was only giving out one piece of candy because I was going through. I went through 25 pounds of candy. Oof. I went into the house and took my girls' candy that they collected from trick-or-treating and started giving it out. And somebody knocked on my door at 9:57 p.m. They rang my doorbell at 9:57 still. I go, this shop is closed, buddy. We're done here.
I mean, I know, obviously, that you can replace the candy for your children.
Yes.
But in what world is that the priority? Just turn the light off at that point. You're out of candy. Just sorry, guys, we're out of candy.
No,
like, what are you doing?
I can't be the disappointment. Plus,
that's
like,
ridiculous.
The truth of the matter is I don't know if this is like this with other parents, but my kids don't even eat it.
Yeah.
Like, it's more like the thrill of the chase than it is the actual candy. I usually throw it out. I ended up bringing it here to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, producer John, what happened on Halloween last night?
We almost missed Halloween last night. It was me and my son's mother. We've been split up for a little while. And when you try to figure out something with like a co-parent, sometimes it can be a little bit difficult. Didn't get contentious, but I show up at her house. She's like, what do you want to do? I'm like, well, why don't we go to the city? Why don't we go to this trunk or treat thing? We drive around, try to get to the trunk or treat thing. We can't find the trunk or treat thing. And then all of a sudden, I'm married again. All of a sudden, the last 3 years never happened.
Right, you're
just
a failure.
Like, my God,
again.
Ashley, just turn on the note. We're going to ask the cop what the, like, you know what I mean? And it's just this whole thing. And I look at the clock, and it's coming up on 7 o'clock.
Oh,
we have
man.
A 3-year-old. Man. So we both just decided to just be adults, and we parked in some random neighborhood and started walking around. Lovely neighborhood. Only funny thing that happened though was we walked by one house and the old lady asks us, so do you live locally? And my ex starts to go, no, we don't know. Like, yeah, we do. We live right across the bridge. It's fine.
Yeah, well, you know what? But I understand it. I live on a drop-off street where people come drop their kids off. Some neighborhoods are just prone to, that's where you go trick-or-treating.
But some people get real bent out of shape about it. It's weird.
Yeah. That is weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it's Halloween.
Yeah.
The more the merrier, I would think.
Sean, what happened?
So Rachel and I are in a new place, and we were excited because, you know, seems like we had a lot of kids in our new neighborhood. You know, we went out. We wanted to be the cool house. So we went out and got the full-size bars. We had this whole setup with inflatables, lights, spider webs everywhere. We probably got like 5 kids, and that was it. And then we spent our night sad, watching horror movies on the couch, eating Butterfingers. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what happened to us, too. Same thing. I mean, we prepare. We bring the lights. We do all this stuff. I mean, it's like a movie opening, you know, from the 80s. We're trying to bring people in. And more people in my neighborhood decorated this past time, I have to say. We had the wine out there. We had the bar set up. The adults came by. We had like 3 groups of kids.
You guys all should have came to my house.
It's kind
of sad. All of you should have came to my house.
I would have taken your daughter's candy.
1-800-330-9999. What went down at your house on Halloween? The day after, everybody's got a story. What happened on Halloween? So much hype. 1-800-330-9999.
Hey, Jessica. So what went down last night on Halloween?
So we were trick-or-treating, and the front neighbor left a bowl of candy outside for the kids to go by. And who shows up? A black bear went by and was eating the whole bowl of candy. It took him like an hour.
So this is not somebody in a bear costume. This is an actual black bear roaming your neighborhood.
We thought it was somebody in a bear costume. We're like, oh, it looks so real. It was a real bear. So we ran away and we're like, oh, we're inside the house.
Oh my gosh.
That's terrifying.
That's unbelievable.
Oh. All the candy and destroyed the wall, and then he went for the garbage. Oh, wow.
I'd be terrified at that point. But
Katie, what happened last night?
Oh, we actually had a great Halloween. Best Halloween probably in the past 5 years I've ever had. I have a 7-year-old daughter. We went out. The streets were full. Kids everywhere with their families. Everyone was dressed up. Candy. People even hanging out on their driveways like they used to back in the day. It was amazing.
Yep, you know, I agree. It was the biggest Halloween I've seen at my house in so many years. And I couldn't believe it because it was a Monday. I was shocked.
Agreed. It was so reassuring. And, you know, with things changing and everything going on these years, it was so nice to see. I felt like a kid again back when I went trick-or-treating.
Anna and Raven, what happened on Halloween last night?
All right, so it's a bit of a story. We get to one of these houses and my niece opens the door on my front side and his phone falls into a storm drain.
Oh, no.
So my son has, like, the worst anxiety. Thank God we're 3 open from my sister's house, because when his anxiety goes, he has to poop. So now he has to run over to my sister's house. I call the fire department and have to sit there and wait.
Oh, my gosh.
Until they get the phone out of the drain storm. Thankfully, they came within 5 minutes. I was able to get the phone out the storm drain. I run back over to my sister's house. By the time, like, me and my son literally just met at the door, and my poor child was in pure panic the whole 5-10 minutes.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Todd, what happened?
All right, so I was, checking my Ring camera, and dude, this guy comes up in a Michael Myers outfit and completely moons, like, full-on butt cheeks on my Ring camera.
Nice.
I don't know why
definitely
a trick is so funny. I don't know why I'm such a child when it comes to this. I think because it's so shocking when somebody moons someone. Mm. Like, who wants to see that? Put that away.
Used to happen all the time. Used to happen. It was prevalent.
It's not so popular anymore.
I love the idea of watching my Ring camera and it's dark and you see the ghostly figure of a person emerge. They've got the Michael Myers mask on. And then all of a sudden, the only thing as pale and as white and glowing on the screen as their mask is their butt. I love that idea, actually. I think it's brilliant. I might go moon one of my neighbors tonight. It's not even Halloween anymore. I might do it.
I think you get arrested, right?
I don't think so.
He feels wrong.
They got to weaponize the tears if you want to get arrested for mooning and then be like lewd, I guess, something like that.
1-800-330-9999. What happened at your house last night for Halloween? So much hype around Halloween. So, what happened? 1-800-330-9999. CNN Raven.
So, when we were trick-or-treating, I kept tripping and losing all my candy on curbs that were under the leaves. And I broke my basket and I lost a lot of my candy, but I got it back and I put it inside a sweatshirt.
Well,
I continued to collect candy and still kept tripping.
It's amazing what effort you'll go to recover candy once it's been dropped. I mean, it's in the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, my dogs love leaf piles. So I hope you wash your hands.
Oh, gosh.
Have a great day.
Hey, Alyssa, what happened on Halloween?
Well, I have to preface this by saying last year we ran out of candy and we had a group of teenagers kick the bucket. So this year I wanted to make sure I had enough. And I think the same group of teenagers stole our 2 buckets of candy that we left outside in the beginning of the night.
Oh, I mean, you can't pacify these teenagers. They're bringing chaos.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
If you kick the bucket because the bucket's empty, like, I'm not going to try and go over the top to make you happy next time. I'm going to wait for you in the bushes.
Mm. Oh, no. Very upsetting. I'm very angry.
I would be, too. Get out of here, kid. All right, Marion, what happened last night?
It was the strangest thing. I was out trick-or-treating with my kids, and this group of teenagers drive by in their car, and they threw an egg at me.
Oh,
but the egg didn't even crack. It just, like, bounced off of me. It was the weirdest thing. I've always heard of people getting eggs, but I never thought it would happen to me.
Eggs being thrown, they hurt if they don't break.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's like getting hit with a rock.
Oh, I'm so sorry that happened. Oh, it's terrible.
Thank you.
I wonder how hard I could throw an egg at somebody with it out with not breaking.
I mean, if the car is going 30 miles per hour and they're walking and you throw the egg, think about that.
Where'd it hit you?
In the stomach.
You know, like, you could really hurt somebody with that.
It's like getting punched in the stomach.
Yes.
No fun.
Yeah.
I've never gotten hit with an egg, but I got hit with a frozen snowball one time, and I got a black eye from it. It, like, took me right out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, an egg would definitely give you a black eye.
Absolutely.
No question.
Yeah. Donnie, what happened last night?
We went trick-or-treating, and my six-year-old son got a political pamphlet in his trick-or-treat pack. He's not old enough to vote.
People are crazy, right? I mean,
I know what?
I've done it before where I've gotten, like, the religious pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that'll go in there. And aren't, like, I mean, certain religions, I don't think they're supposed to celebrate anything, but I'm pretty sure I've gotten some of those pamphlets in the bag when I was younger.
They got to teach you that
you're a sinner.
Their beliefs.
Right.
So.
They got to teach me that I'm wrong for knocking on the door for Halloween.
But if I open up my bag and there's a political pamphlet in there, you can be darn sure that instead of a Snickers, I am never voting for that person in my life. Right?
What if a Snickers is taped to it?
Well,
all right.
then it's bribery and it's not terrible.
I can be bought.
You know what I gave out last night too? I didn't even tell you.
What's up?
We had an event a couple years ago where we had Happy Halloween Anna and Raven stickers.
Oh, yeah. No, I have those.
I have thousands of them.
We didn't give away any at the event.
We forgot.
Right.
So we had all these, like, stickers.
Right.
So I was throwing them with the candy. I was throwing them in people's bags.
I still have stacks of those stickers somewhere, too.
Yeah, I was thinking about it last night, though. I'm like, what if, like, a kid is going through and he sees this and he just sticks it on my fence?
He'd be so mad.
Oh, my husband would kill me. But, you know, as of this morning, there were none, so good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.